have the seeds mixed. Why do you think God says don't plow with two kinds of animals? Why do you think He says don't weave your material with two kinds? He don't care about all that. Don't plant your field with two kinds of seed. What do you think He's telling you? He's telling you don't mix My teaching with something else. You got to keep this pure. The seed of the Word is what's got to be kept pure. You see, we're always looking at things from a human perspective. And we're human, right? That's the way it goes. God never chose people based on their genealogy. Esau will serve his brother Yaakov. Esau's firstborn, right? You see, it's not the seed of the father, meaning the human dad. It's the seed of the Father, the Word of God. Esau didn't take this seed. Esau didn't take this seed. That's why Yaakov was chosen. Because Yaakov took this. Abraham took this. Yitzhak took this. This is the seed of the Father. When you take this, now you become a true son. Genealogy doesn't count. This is the seed that counts. Romans chapter 2. Do I got just a minute? Romans chapter 2. Verse 17. I always stop and don't read this part. Now you, if you call yourself a Jew, if you rely on the law and brag about your relationship to God. He's talking to the genealogical people of Judah. He's talking to his brethren, his actual blood kin. If you call yourself a Jew and you rely on the law and brag about your relationship to God, if you know His will and approve of what is superior because you're instructed by the law. You got that now. What's superior? Instruction by the law. If you're convinced that you're a guide for the blind, a light for those in the dark, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of infants, because you have in the law the embodiment of knowledge and truth. Right? In the law is the embodiment of knowledge and truth. You then who teach others, do you not teach yourself? You who preach against stealing, do you steal? You who say people should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? Well, this is a modern word right here. I mean, you might as well just stand up in several churches in this town and preach that. You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who brag about the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the law? See, the teaching it but not living it? It as it is written, God's name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. Circumcision has value if you observe the law, but if you break the law, you have become as though you had not been circumcised. If those who are not circumcised keep the law's requirements, will they not be regarded as though they were circumcised? The one who is not circumcised physically yet obeys the law will condemn you, who even though you have the law and circumcision are a lawbreaker. A man is not a Jew if he is only one outwardly, nor is circumcision merely outward and physical. No, a man is a Jew if he is one inwardly. And circumcision is circumcision of the heart by the Spirit of God, not by the written code. Such a man's praise is not from men, but from God.